I was talking to Matt. We're doing a little side gig thing, and he was telling me about something he used to do at elementary schools where it'd get hot and sweaty in front of the kids. And I was like, I did not know you did this specifically.
Is it legal?
I think so. It sounds very sketchy.
Yeah, paid for it. So.
Okay.
Yeah, I worked for a while, for a few years, with a minor league baseball team locally, the Winston-Salem Dash.
Yeah.
And so their mascot would go do appearances at local elementary schools, and your boy was the one in the mascot suit.
You were the mascot?
I was for those appearances. So the guy who was the mascot during the season was a student at NC State.
Oh.
And he was Mr. Wolf at NC State.
Get out!
Yeah, he was like third, because they have, I didn't realize this, they have like a national championship for collegiate mascots.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I did not know that either.
Serious.
Yeah.
And he finished third 1 year. So like really talented at what he did. But when school was in session, he was not here for the summer. Mm. When most of the baseball season is, he would go back. He would try to come home for the games, but coming home for just the appearances at the elementary school, he couldn't do it because of his class schedule. Mm-hmm. So because I was local, I was asked to fill in at these elementary school appearances. The main issue that I had was the suit was made for someone about 3 or 4 inches shorter than I am.
Oh, yeah, you are tall.
Yeah.
You are real tall.
So the mascot, Bolt, was a very, very red, furry creature. Imagine...
I'm trying to picture it.
Like Elmo?
No. Well, the skin kind of looks like an Elmo. Mm-hmm. You know the Philly Fanatic?
Yeah.
It's modeled after that.
Okay.
So...
and then at this point, you're like, what, 300-some pounds?
No, I was doing this, running around all summer. No, I was probably close to what I am now, maybe a little bit heavier, but no, because running around all summer in the heat kept the weight off of me.
I got you. Okay.
I could eat whatever I wanted. It didn't matter. So we would go and I would ride in the car with my boss at the time and we're riding at like 7 a.m. to go to these schools. And at the time I'm in college, if I got up before 9, it was waking up too early.
Yeah.
And so I would fall asleep. Well, this was right around the time that you started being able to use a GPS on your phone. So he would be driving these elementary schools and have no idea where he was going. And then if he would lose any kind of service and get lost, I would be asleep in the passenger seat. And he would just wake me up screaming, cussing at his phone. So we get to the elementary school.
Like, I'm the talent. Deliver me.
Let me sleep.
We check in. We're tired. So we're not really speaking to each other. But then when the kids came in for the assembly in the gym, we had to be, you know, on our game.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm in whatever storage closet where they've got the dodgeballs and the scooters and everything.
Always a storage closet. Yeah. Always.
I'm in there getting dressed. I have to make sure I wear the long red socks so my ankles don't show.
Uh-huh. The thing's too short.
It's way too short. Otherwise, it would look like Bolt had like squid legs.
Yeah.
And they would start the assembly about 5 minutes in. They would bring me out. I'd come out and mess with... my boss, play some jokes on him. We'd do like some stretches and some exercises, and I would go back. So I was going to these schools to dress as the mascot for about 7 or 8 minutes of physical activity, just breaking just a crazy sweat because the suit is hot and it's furry.
Yeah.
So when I got back after, we would probably do like 2 schools a day, and we would do this probably 2 to 3 days a week. And to prevent the suit from being too musty.
It stinks in there.
Smelly.
Yes.
You get back, you'd have to put baby powder all in it. So you're just filling this costume with baby powder to try to dry up some of the moisture.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it's just, and you can't just throw it in a washing machine. So it takes multiple days to launder this costume. So if it was the end of a home stretch, you can't wash it in between games.
Yeah, I'm going to throw up.
Yeah.
So if you've got a 7-game homestand,
God.
By the 6th or 7th game, it's just gross. And then because we're having to do the appearances on Monday, it's not washed from when the other dude was in it during the week.
Oh, it's
just disgusting. Yeah. And the head sits on like a baseball helmet, so it's all around your head. It's very top heavy, and it's so warm because it's so fuzzy, and there's no air holes to let any kind of circulation happen. There's no fan in there. It's just it's hot and sweaty and disgusting, but I did it for the kids.
I did it for the kids.
And one of my favorite memories of that, my boss, when he would, like I said, during the ride, he was dead quiet. usually pissed off that his phone wasn't working to get him the right directions. But there were two things that no matter what we did, he would always get super hyped about. One of them was a slush puppy. Are y'all familiar with the slush puppy?
Yes, I remember the slush
puppy. Go to a gas station. Certain gas stations have slush puppies.
Yeah.
They're slushies, but they're a very specific brand of slushie.
It's a brand of slush. Slush puppy.
Oh, okay.
This dude was on it for a slush puppy. And it did not matter where we were. If he passed a gas station that had a slush puppy sign, we could be running late. He would stop and go in and get a slush puppy.
I'm getting that slush puppy.
Always got slush puppies. The other thing he would do was, and I could be dead asleep. He hardly listened to music. It was almost like he needed no music to be able to focus on his GPS.
Yes.
And we would pass a graveyard. And every time we would, he would wake me up to tell me, hey, you know, I hear people are dying to get into that place.
Oh, no. He had the bad jokes early on.
I was dead asleep. It's not funny when you're asleep.
No, it's not funny when you're awake.
It's not funny after the first time.
No.
One time, maybe.
We did this for an entire, so we did it for September, part of August, September, and then into October. Two schools a day, 2 to 3 days a week.
Wow.
Every single time there was a cemetery.
Did you make good money, Matt?
It was fine. I mean, at the time, I was a broke college student, so anything was nice.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I got like $11 or $12 an hour to do the appearances.
That's nice.
But because I got to count the drive time.
Got it.
Oh, so that was nice because we were going all over like two or three different counties.
This was over 10 years ago, right?
Yeah. This is so probably good. 12 years ago. Yeah,
that's pretty good money.
So, it was nice money, but it was, and it was super easy. I mean, the job was, I mean, other than just breaking a sweat, there wasn't any thought that had to go on. I didn't have to speak.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty great.
Yeah. Let's go out there, dance, and stretch.
And then all the times he woke me up with those corny jokes or making me stop for a slush puppy, I just took it out on him when I was in the mascot suit because he couldn't do anything about
that's
it.
True.
Yeah. I'd like hit him in the back of the head, try to like take his shirt off, try to pull his pants down or something. He'd be like, quit. You know, because he has to be like, oh, stop, you being silly.
Yeah.
You're being silly. Please don't expose my penis to the kids.
So silly. And I'm just like, quit waking me up with these damn jokes.
So the next time you are at any place and there's a mascot,
be kind
because it's a lot. When Matt was telling me about it, I was like, it made me laugh. I was laughing because I was picturing him doing all this stuff. But it was like, there's a lot more that goes into it.
Yeah.
It's true.
And it stinks and it's sweaty.
I can't imagine. And, you know, I'm sure they have a whole team of people that launders or whatever. But in Disney, when it's 100 degrees outside, they come outside and sit there.
Mm-hmm. Wait, that's not really Mickey Mouse?
Well, no, Mickey. That's Mickey, yeah. But I'm talking about the other ones.
Yeah. Got it.
Yeah.
I think about that too, though. Because the team, when they decide on a mascot, they create a personality for the mascot. Mm-hmm. So if you're going to be in it, you have to go. It's not like a full-on like course, but you have to be trained on how this mascot autographs things and how this mascot responds to different things and what is their signature dance move and what's their personality, because some are more silly, some are more like serious and strong and things like that. So you have to get into that character, and then they remind you that your subtle moves when you're in a mascot costume don't really come across. It doesn't translate because like a small head nod, when the head is much bigger, it's barely moving. So everything you do has to be so over the top and exaggerated. So if you want to nod your head, yes, you almost have to like bend over
to make it,
to do it for the actual head to look like it's nodding.
Did you go to classes for that?
The guy who was the mascot normally spent like an hour and a half with me before. And this was just for me to do 8 minutes in front of some kids.
Okay, so it was just the one guy would
tell
you.
If you did it during one of the games, if you were a game fill-in, it was like 3 Saturdays in a row of practicing the stuff. And there was a very specific way you had to autograph things, a specific thing you had to do if anybody reacted to you, certain things you have to do with your hands during photos. I mean, all of it.